Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes. We are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Joined with me, as always, is our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, boys.
What's up, moderator AJ? And we have, behind the scenes, editor D-Say. He is in the building. Headphones on, mic off. But we are missing co-host Tone this evening. He is out of town for work this week, so
we love you, brother.
We're thinking about you. Wish you were here. He did send over his NFL picks because, lo and behold, week one is here. This is season two. It is finally here. We should have made that a button.
Next time.
Yeah, but we didn't. So season two, that means it's week one of the NFL season. If you didn't know, you're about to know because we are a NFL podcast. We haven't been able to stress that enough, but we had been able to give you guys an episode every week because we're just general sports guys. And
we're cool like that.
Yeah, we like to give you guys advice about games, events, and fantasy, all that good stuff. But yeah, it's season two is here. Last week we had NCAA week one, which was a super exciting episode. Do we want to quickly break down what happened?
Yeah, we can break that down. We had week one of the NCAA, and you know, if I understand correctly, you and Dakota are gonna branch off into your own little minisodes.
Yeah,
for college football,
we're gonna put you guys out a little minisode every week, no more than 20 minutes, so you guys can get some good picks. Not a lot of time out of your day. We'll get you the guys that great information every week. So stay tuned for that. But main show means NFL, baby.
Definitely, yeah. So we did go over week one of NCAA last week because NFL was not quite ready. And honestly, I would say back-to-back solid weeks for the Luck Changers podcast. Co-host Tone coming in at 3-3-1, and that's pretty good. It's 50%.
Yeah, it's not bad, especially because he's coming off a 3-0 week, so he moves his record with 6-3-1 overall. So that's still where you want to be.
Yeah. For anyone who listens but they don't bet on football, they just listen because they like to support us. Can't trust us enough. You know, it's like baseball. You hit 300 and that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, sports betting, 50% and anything above that is fantastic. So.
Oh, yeah.
You might be sitting there thinking 50%, that's, you know, it's not 90%. No, 50% is great.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Shout out to our guy.
Once they start to get into the game, they'll start to be humbled real quick.
Yeah. So we had Nate who came in at 4-2 last week, 66%, very great. And, you know, you had a lean for a push, which is kind of a weird thing to lean towards, but Minnesota plus 14, you predicted a push, and that's exactly what happened. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It was that line that it was just screaming push, because I could feel the money coming in on Ohio State, but the line wasn't changing, so yeah. I knew something was up.
Yeah. We had D-Say coming in at 0-1 because he just predicted Virginia Tech to lose, and Virginia Tech won.
Yeah, I feel like all the boys were against me on that one. All three of you guys,
yeah.
I was all over Virginia Tech. You guys looked at me like I was crazy, and they came out and got the dub.
Yes, they did.
I even think I said they had a pretty good chance of winning that ball game too.
Yeah.
We'll have to listen back.
You did. Our Luck It In was 1-0, 100%. So the Luck It In remains a beast as we continue to move towards NFL. And the Luck It In also happened to be the NLOD, Nate's Lock of the Day.
Yeah, so I think we're going to try to slowly shift that to Nate's Lock of the Week.
NLO.
Unless it starts to gain enough traction, we'll set up a Patreon. I will put up an NLOD.
Nice.
Just a mere $5 a month. What do you guys think?
I love it.
Yeah, so obviously I'm pretty sure what I'm 1-0 now.
Yeah.
So
we had Penn State plus 5.5. That was the NLOD as well as the Luck It In. And
oh, yeah.
They won, so.
Yeah, and if you want to listen for the NLOD, you're going to have to wait till the minisode comes out. I don't have one for you guys in the NFL, but I have a pretty gnarly one when me and D-Say get in the in our episode there.
Okay, and those will be recorded on Thursday, correct?
Yep, and probably we can get them out Friday.
Okay.
And right before all the action starts, unless there's a primetime Friday night game, then we'll probably try to get it out a little earlier.
Nice, yeah, so D-Say is our new behind-the-scenes guy, and he might actually get on the mic with you.
Yeah,
you might actually be able to hear his voice.
We'll like to see. He's a big college football guy, and I need a big college football guy. So I think it's going to be really good. to have me and him on there. I'm already 6-3, so I got a nice little start. We won't count the 0-1 for him because it wasn't quite official.
It was a jokey joke.
Yeah, so we're going to wipe that slate clean. And so, yeah you're going to want to check it out. It's going to be great picks, great insight, great knowledge. If anything, it's just a little extra information for you guys going into your Saturday game day.
Yeah. So we are a football podcast first and foremost, but what's really been our number two thing over the last couple months?
Oh, it's got to be golf.
Golf. I want to give a little shout out to who's my favorite golfer?
Tony Finau.
My guy made it onto the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty pumped. Zonder. Yeah. He's on
That's
there.
My favorite golfer.
Yeah, so Finau's on there. It looks like a solid team.
Daniel Berger. There's Justin Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, Luck Changers would like to cover PGA. It's really been our number two behind football, and it's been big for us with football in the off season. Ryder Cup begins September 24th, so maybe look for a little Luck Changers Ryder Cup episode.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely down. It's the biggest event in golf, arguably, and it only happens once every 2 years.
Absolutely. All right. Well, with that being said, want to hit it?
What did he say?
Ooh. All right. What did he say? And again, this started last week. Just a really quick recap. It's a once a week trivia question we're going to ask at the start of the episodes. I'll drop it on Twitter. So if you're a fan of the Luck Changers, follow us on Twitter at Luck Changers. And you can catch our questions. They're always going to be around 5:30, 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. And if you can get the answer to me before we finish recording on our end, I'll be sure to shout you out and give you a point. But here's today's question. What did he say? Of all 32 NFL teams, who holds the longest current active opening week winning streak?
Ooh.
And it is tweeted out.
Okay.
And I just texted to Father Tone. So
we'll
see if he gets back to us.
I got a little bit to think about that. That's a really good question. Okay. I feel like that's going to be tough.
I want to hold myself accountable. Obviously, I'm not going to predict or give my answers because I already know the answers. But
I might be looking at the team on TV right now. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think they got a pretty good chance to be the answer.
So last week, I did get the answer right. I do want to say this week I got it wrong. So
okay. I cannot believe you guys, neither of you guys gave a single facial expression to me trying to give myself a hint. You guys look back, look at the TV, no expression. Now I got nothing. I was hoping to kind of sneak one in, but nope, these guys are solid as a rock.
I already got Father Tone's answer in, so we'll...
It's been 30 seconds.
Yeah, I thought you were working.
Yeah, I was about to say, it took him all day to give us his picks.
Yeah, appreciate nice you getting guy. Back to us.
I hope he's wrong.
I will obviously we'll bring it back before we close out and we'll answer that.
Yeah, so I hope I'm right. Maybe they'll give me the stat here on SportsCenter in the background. I just won't say nothing.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So we have, I'll be giving you the NFL Week 1 lines. You'll give me your takes.
Yep.
Father Tone emailed me his picks, so I will be speaking from the mind of Tone.
Yeah.
And we have DraftKings, and it's actually been brought to my attention that our guy DSA had received a question regarding a fantasy football inquiry. So we'll...
Awesome.
We'll bring that up before we get to the DraftKings.
Right on.
Anyways, that's going to really take us to NFL Week 1 Thursday Night Football. We're back, baby. All right, so, you know, the sun is going down ever so quicker. Leaves are falling. The temperature is becoming just a little bit cooler. Football's back. Tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, we're going to open up the season. 8:20 p.m., we have the Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott back in action, plus 7.5 points. They are taking on the reigning, defending, undisputed Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Tom Brady's. The over-under for this game, 51.5 points. Real quick, Tampa Bay is the first Super Bowl champs to return all 22 starters since 1977, the Oakland Raiders. So keep that in mind before we jump into this. Tone actually has a first leg of a teaser to kick this off. But Nate, what do you like for this game first?
Yeah, so obviously first game on the slate. This is the first game I'm getting to looking at while I'm researching. And yeah, I saw all 22 starters returning, and I just think poor Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Having to face that defensive front, and they just lost Zach Martin, arguably one of the top 10 offensive linemen in the league today. So you lose him, first game of the year. He's got an ailing shoulder, not even talking about he blew out his wheel last year. So there's a lot going on. And last year, Dallas had the 27th ranked secondary in the league, and I'm not seeing it too much better and playing against all those weapons, because Bruce Arians does kind of like to steer away from the run game pretty quick once it's not working. So expect a lot of passes downfield. Tom Brady goes off. But I feel like Dallas could keep it close. First game of the year, primetime game. And I'm also going to start a leg of a teaser.
Okay.
And I am going to tease the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down to -2. And I'm just going ahead and throw it out there. I'm going to pair that with the Rams, who are playing Sunday night. I'm going to tease them down to -1. I know on some sites they are -9 right now, but on Bo they are -7.5. So
okay,
while I have it, I'm going to go ahead and tease them down to 1.5, and they are playing the Bears. The Rams are home. I think the Rams have a lot of, I mean, their stock's as high as it gets right this second.
Yeah.
No injuries. They're the best team out there, but they are pretty paper thin in their backup. So I'm going to go ahead and start the year with a teaser. I only have one. I think Tone might have two, but it's going to be Tampa -2 with the Rams -1.5.
All right. Well, this is the first game of the year. Tone did also take a teaser for this game, and he is going with Bucks -2, which I really love that pick. And since you said it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to also go ahead and give away his second leg. And you know what? You might as well just make it a luck it in to start off the NFL season, because he has them teased with Rams. He does have -1.5 points. So for those listening back home, I mean, there's different books, different spreads. Nate has it at a point. Tone's got it at 1.5.
No, we both have it 1.5.
Oh, okay. You got 1.5. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, those can vary, obviously. But yeah. First game of the year, and it's a luck it in teaser. You'd love to see it.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. If you happen to listen to Even Money as well, I believe those guys made it a best bet for themselves. So it's love all around. If you want to win some before this line gets too crazy, go ahead and get you some.
Yeah, and I do want to just point out, this season we're going to do, we kind of agreed, for every take it's one unit. But my guy Tone did mark down 2 units for this pick, so he's feeling very good about it.
Right on, yeah, absolutely. It's probably going to hit.
Dakota, you like that teaser? Dakota likes it.
Nods yes.
Yes, love it. All right, so that wraps up Thursday's games. Obviously, you only get one game. That takes us to Sunday, 1 o'clock. We have the Philadelphia Eagles, +3.5 points. We have them going to Atlanta, taking on the Falcons. Over-under for this game, 48 points.
Yeah, I really like the Eagles team this year. I think they're extremely underrated. The roster's looking really good. I just hate Nick Sirianni, their head coach. Not a huge fan. I'm not sure what his game plan is in the end.
You big Jalen Hurts guy?
I love Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I think he's going to succeed. But I'm not sure about the coaches. They just had a huge rebuild defensively, so who knows what's going to go on the defensive side. And they just need to avoid all turnovers if they want to have any chance at winning this game. Atlanta has a very thin run game, and their starter is Mike Davis. But Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley, they are going to be huge this year if you have them on fantasy or if you have a DraftKings, because this week you're going to get them as cheap as they will be for the rest of the year, I promise you. So I'm actually going to just lean the over just because of the offensive potential. But it's week one. Couple teams that I have no idea what they're going to come out and do. Falcons could be awesome, or they could suck again. You just never know. So I'm going to let this one ride and just kind of see how it plays out. It should be a fun one.
All right. So we're going to do a LCP pass on this game because Father Tone does not have any opinions on this specific line as well. The over-under seems like a pretty good takeover. little side note here. I know you're a big Kyle Pitts guy. You had predicted him for Rookie of the Year. said that he could end up being one of the greatest tight ends ever as long as he stays healthy.
Oh, yeah.
So just a little line I'm interested in getting your opinion on to start the season. Over under 7 touchdown receptions on the season. Under -125, over -105.
Oh, I'm going to take the over.
Yeah.
I think he gets double digits.
I think that sounds pretty fair.
Yeah, especially in the red zone. He's going to be a huge red zone target, especially because you got those defenses focusing on Calvin Ridley as well. So I think Kyle Pitts goes over.
All right. So our next game, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers, +6.5 points. They are heading to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Over-under for this game, 48.5 points.
So the Steelers are 2-5 against the spread over the last 7 games dating back to last year, and they are 10-3 against the spread against Buffalo all time. So I think Najee Harris is going to be extremely huge for Pittsburgh this year. He's going to play in exactly what that offense wants to do. So I'm going to take the Steelers getting 6.5. I think you should kind of peek at that money line, too. I think they could win this game at +230.
Okay. Well, you know, your first take of the night, we had to luck it in. And what do you say your second take of the night? What do you say we just luck it in as well?
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. So, yeah, Tone has +6.5 for the Steelers. I'd have to agree. I don't think the value has ever been more low for the Steelers. I know they didn't end the season the way they'd want to, but at the end of the day, they still started off 11-0 last year. They still have the experience of Big Ben, experience of Mike Tomlin. You'd mentioned Najee Harris is going to come in with fresh legs. The offensive line scares me. I'm also a little bit nervous TJ Watt might not play, but I'd say more than likely he will be out there. obviously, if TJ Watt doesn't play, I think that extremely changes that opinion, but I like the Bills to win, but I could see Pittsburgh keeping it within the spread, definitely.
Right on.
We have the next game. We have your Minnesota Vikings. They are -3.5 points. They are heading to Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. The over-under for this game is 48 points. What do you think about this one?
You have it at 3.
I have it at 3. It was 3.5 yesterday.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, I had it at 3 this morning.
Okay,
so.
3.
Yeah, so I'm just going to tell you right now, the Vikings are going to win by 3 points. And I tell you that because I don't know why they're only given 3. I feel like they are a much better football team.
This is Nate's push of the week.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's going to push. There's not a doubt in my mind. And if you look at the money lines, the Vikings are 3-point dogs at a -175. But at the line earlier, the Falcons are -3.5, and they are -165. So it's kind of a weird trend. And when I see those, I look at weird trends, and that tells me that game is just going to push. So the Vikings are going to win by 3. I think they do make the playoffs this year. I think the Bengals are better than what people think, too. So I'm going to go with, yeah, Nate's push of the week. The Vikings win by 3.
Okay. We're going to take a pass on this one. Tone didn't have a favorable opinion on this game. Season 1, episode 28, we did a NFC win totals edition. Minnesota over-under at the time was 8.5. You and Tone both took the over, and Nate, you actually predicted at the time 12-5. Do you still like that win total? And I guess you already said it, but this would be the first of 12 wins to follow.
12-5.
This was when we did this episode. This was when Aaron Rodgers was probably not coming back.
Okay. I think they're probably 10-7.
Yeah, that sounds fair. Take those 2 Aaron Rodgers games away, and
or at least 1, and then maybe a missed field goal on another. I think 10-7 will get them into the wild card though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, 12-5 was a little pretentious, unfortunately, and that was maybe a little tequila in me.
It's your favorite team. That's okay.
Yeah,
you're allowed to be biased.
I was really hard on them. In a good way.
Sure. We have the San Francisco 49ers. I have them at -7.5 points. They're heading to Detroit to take on the Lions. Over-under for this game is 45. It was 46 yesterday, so that line's looking to fluctuate, but we'll go with 45 for now. What do you like for this one?
Yeah, I don't even want to sniff that over-under. It really could go either way quick. So Jared Goff, new Detroit Lion. I mean, they just threw him into the wolves' den.
Mm-hmm.
They have the worst wide receiver crew I've seen in a long time. They have one of the youngest rosters in the league. There is a bright spot, though. They have a guy named TJ Hockenson, who I think is going to go absolutely insane.
My fantasy tight end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He might be the best tight end in the game this year, just as far as numbers go.
Nice.
So I say that because Jared Goff, he loved both of his tight ends with the Rams, and Gerald Everett and Tyler Higbee. So now you really only got one stud out there. He's going to look like Calvin Johnson.
Nice.
Not comparing whatsoever. Don't attack me. But with just the amount of targets he gets, amount of fantasy points he puts up, just because he's all they have. DeAndre Swift is all right, but I don't know how the 49ers are two touchdown favorites. I am going to take the 49ers all day. At -7.5, Jimmy Garoppolo needs a starting job to hold on to, and he's going to go out there, prove a point. He's probably not going to have a great game, but he's going to control the ball. He won't turn the ball over. I think 49ers get him by two touchdowns. But if I'm only given 7.5, yeah, why not?
All right. How many games into the season, you mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo, how many games to the season until we see Trey Lance this year?
I guess that depends on the record or health status. I can't tell you, because if Jimmy Garoppolo goes out there and has a 6-1 start on the season, there's no way they're going to take him out.
Think he could play the whole year, possibly?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he can. If he does play the whole year, he's going to be at least in the NFC Championship game. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay. All right, we have the Arizona Cardinals. They are +3 points. They are heading to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Over-under for this game, 52 points, and Tone has a pass. So what are you thinking?
I think this is going to be the most exciting game of the weekend. This is two of the most exciting teams out there right now. You got Julio Jones now with the Titans, and then you sign J.J. Watt, and you load up that receiver core with A.J. Green, who I think still has a little in him. So you got a couple of these flashy teams. 52, though, I might lean the under just because I think a lot of the money's going to pour on the over just for the simple fact that these offenses are absolutely loaded. Don't sleep on their defense. I think they're going to come out, and I think they shut each other under 24 points each. I think it's underwhelming as far as the scoring goes. I'm not going to take it, but I'm going to lean that way. Kyler needs to have an awesome year if they want to get to where they want to get to with under Cliff Kingsbury, because he has, I think, one top five most pressure on him. They went out there, they got the weapons, they got everything he needed. Now go out in there and show what you can do. So it should be super fun to watch this weekend. I'm just passing just because I'm going to watch this as a football fan.
Okay.
But you got to think about it. Henry, Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Josh Reynolds, Anthony Firkser, who I think is one of the most underrated tight ends in the game. That offense is crazy. Can you imagine if Tannehill just doesn't make the playoffs with that? He's gone, right?
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of lean the under, and I'm going to have a good time watching this one.
Derrick Henry last year, 2,027 yards rushing. Julio Jones, A.J. Brown combined, 1,846 yards receiving. What's more likely, Henry repeats and has 2,000 yards rushing, or Julio and A.J. combining for less than 2,000 yards receiving?
Oh, they're going to both be 1,000-yard receivers. Julio missed a good amount of games last year, so that adds into it. But, yeah, these are both 1,000-yard receiver guys. I think Derrick Henry maybe gets 1,500. Just okay. Because of the, I mean, finally, he's going to get a load off.
We have the Seattle Seahawks. They are -2.5 points. They are heading to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Over-under for this game, it was 48.5. It has fluctuated up to 50, so watch for that to shift. What do you think for this one?
I got to pass. Carson Wentz, man, I have no idea what this guy's going to do. He's coming off yet another injury during preseason. When's the last time we've seen him do anything productive? He's been hurt. I don't know why there's so much excitement going on around him. He's got weapons. He's got Jonathan Taylor, Marlon Mack, T.Y. Hilton, Paris Campbell, Michael Pittman Jr. from USC. They're loaded offensively, but can he do anything with it? So I'm passing because Seattle, you never know what they're going to get, especially week one. I love Pete Carroll. I love their running game this year. I think Chris Carson comes back, has a pretty good year. They got Alex Collins and DJ Dallas back there as well. Just look for Jamal Adams. I might call a little early defensive player of the year right now.
Okay.
So if he stays healthy, I think he at least makes top three. So a few call-outs. I'm going to pass. I think they nailed it with this line. They got me stumped.
Yeah. Tone as well, taking a pass for this one. And I would agree that -2.5, you know, Tone preaches key points. -2.5 is just so weird. You'd almost love to even see it at 3. That would make you feel a little bit better one way or the other. But 2.5 is just, it's real tricky. So, right. You know, I think everyone in this room knows this has to be Aaron Rodgers' last season in Green Bay. Would say that this is Russell's last season in Seattle? Or do you see him continue to play after this year for them?
As tough it would be, as it would be to see him play in a different uniform, I think he does leave after this year. I think there's a big twist to the league. Rodgers goes somewhere else. Wilson goes somewhere else. So I don't think he's going to be back.
All right, our next game we have the, not San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers. -1, they are heading to Washington to take on the football team. Over-under is 44.5. And I'll kick this one off. I just want to say, Tone is taking a teaser action on this game.
Another one.
Another teaser from my guy. And he's teasing the football team up to +7 for this specific game. And what do you like for this line?
You have the Chargers giving a point. I thought it swayed to a pick. I thought it swayed to a pick and then Washington giving a point. I might be wrong.
It's fluctuating. Right now, yeah. I have Chargers -1, but
okay.
It's a line to keep your eyes on for sure.
So whether it's -1 either way or a pick, I'm going to take the Washington football team flat out. There's a lot going on the Chargers this year. A lot of hype. Justin Herbert coming off the rookie of the year. I don't see them beating this Washington football team. They're kind of flying under the radar. They got Ryan Fitzmagic in there. Scary Terry and Curtis Samuel, who just came from the Panthers. So he's got weapons, and this game will probably end up going under, and that's just because Washington ends up winning this football game because Chargers couldn't score.
Okay, I just wanted to double check here. Right now, it's Chargers are still -1.
Okay,
and you had mentioned you love. Well, I don't know if you want to use the word love. You like Washington football team on the money line.
Yeah.
-105 on the money line. So.
Oh yeah, that's nothing. I might as well just take the point.
Yeah. Chargers are -115 money line. Washington's -105. So it's a tough line.
It's basically a pick.
Yeah. It can definitely fluctuate. So that's going to be a really good game to watch.
Yeah.
When we did our prop bets episode, I had mentioned I love Chase this year. He is going to be my pick for Defense Player of the Year. They have his sack total at over under for 9 sacks on the year.
Ooh.
And under is even, over is -130. Yeah, what do you think about that? Yeah, if you had to take one,
they got the those lines right as far as the money line. I'm taking the over.
Okay,
he might lead the league this year. Maybe throw a 20 piece out there.
I don't know if it's going to be anything wild, like 17, 18, but I definitely see 10 to 12 sacks sure.
He's going
to
go over 9. Yeah, God forbid any injury, of course. But yeah, that's going to go over.
Okay, we have the New York Jets. Another line that's kind of moving a bit here. It was 5. It's now up to 5.5 points, +5.5. They are taking on Christian McCaffrey and the Carolina Panthers. Over-under for this game, I do have it now at 45. It was 44.5. So a game that's moving around. Tone's taking a pass. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I don't know who the Panthers are to give anybody in the league 5 points. I thought that was wild, but it is the Jets.
It's the Jets.
I love Zach Wilson. I just don't love the people around him. It's going to take him a while to get good, but he's going to be good. But I'm going to pass this game because that 5 points is super odd to me.
Yeah, another weird line, and the fact that it's fluctuating the way it has been, it really turns me off on that game.
Yeah, and I do like that Sam Darnold has a little bit of a familiar target, having Robbie Anderson in on that offense, which
and
could be huge.
Don't forget, it's Christian a revenge
McCaffrey.
Game.
Oh, the Jets and Panthers?
Darnold's taking on his old Jets.
Yeah, very true.
So he'll be a little more fired up.
A little more extra incentive. Yeah, that's true. And maybe a healthy McCaffrey, he could change a ball game immediately.
Yeah.
So I would lean towards the Panthers. I think it's going to take the Jets a little while to get it figured out.
Okay. So I had my fantasy draft over the weekend on Labor Day, and I brought on my guy Disay to be the team's GM.
Okay.
I was lucky enough to have the first pick in the draft.
Ooh.
So I did have to go Christian McCaffrey. Felt like there was no other option.
Yeah, you had to.
So 2019, 1,000 rushing and receiving. Last year, unfortunately, he went down with an injury. Do you think in 2021 we could see the 2019 version of Christian McCaffrey?
If he plays every game 100%.
Think he'll get the 1,000?
Yeah, easy. He's their offense.
Nice.
Yeah, I if he has to stay healthy, that's the biggest scary thing. Well, I drafted Saquon Barkley, so I'm in the same boat, buddy.
That's a boomer bust.
My whole team's a boomer bust.
Yeah,
it's
is.
Crazy.
We already discussed it. It is. But
right.
All right. No, so yeah. We have the next. This is the last of the 1 o'clock games here. We have the first overall pick making his debut, Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're actually -3 points. That's how bad the Texans are. So the Jaguars are -3. They are taking on Tyrod Taylor in the Houston Texans. Over-under is 44.5 points. Tone actually has Texans +3. It's a home game. They're playing last year's worst-placed team. They're taking on a rookie quarterback, so I don't hate the +3. Makes me a little bit nervous that their starting quarterback's not playing. But nonetheless, Texans +3. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, so as you guys know, I'm a Trevor Lawrence somewhat hater.
Big hater.
I want to say big.
Biggest
I just
bust of all time.
I did not.
No?
I didn't compare him to Ryan Leaf or anything, but I just don't think he's as good as a lot of people think he is.
Okay.
Plus, his offense a little shot. I do like Shelnut, that receiver, yeah. LaVisca. I sorry if I botched that name. I know they lost ETN for the year, but James Robinson is no slouch. I love the guy. And if it weren't for this stat, I was going to take the Jaguars. But you got Jim Plunkett, John Elway, and David Carr. Are the only three quarterbacks to win their very first game as a #1 overall pick if they started that first game.
Wow, that's it?
Yeah, just three guys. So I don't think Trevor Lawrence joins that list. I'm going to luck it in and take the Texans getting that 3 points. I think they win, and this is it, and they lose the next 16.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Texans beat Trevor Lawrence. They lose 16 straight, get the first overall pick, whoever that may be.
Okay. So my talking point for this specific game, I feel like I already know your answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Trevor Lawrence, over-under for the season, 25.5 touchdown passes. Over is -110, under is -120. What do you think about that, 25.5?
Oh, if he plays every game, he'll go over. There's 17 games. Mm-hmm. He'll end up going over.
Okay.
But if he misses a few, he won't get those back. But quick little note, Tyrod Taylor, he's 6-0 against the spread over his last six starts. And overall, he's 26-19-3 against the spread. So he covers. And that's another big note that we should take in the favor here because I love that luck it in.
Here's a little Luck Changers podcast fun fact. Tyrod Taylor, BTS guy, D-Say, favorite quarterback in the NFL.
Really?
Yep, there you go.
Interesting.
How about that?
Yeah, that's
Virginia Tech guy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
So that'll take us to the 4:30 games, and I think it's going to be the game that I'm most anticipating. I don't know if it's going to be the game you're most anticipating, but I think a lot of listeners are going to be tuned in for this one. We have the Cleveland Browns. Now, this is a weird one because it was +6. Yesterday it was 6.5. I saw a few lines today that had it at +8. So it's
Sheesh. It's
really weird. We're going to go ahead and do +6.5,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's fine. Right.
They're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending AFC champs, the team that the Browns were robbed against in the playoffs last season. Over-under for this game, same deal. It was 53. Now it's 54.5 points. So let's just rock with that. 54.5. Tone has a pass. And I want to get your take, but before I get your take, I do want to just recall back to season one. We had mentioned a lot of times CCC.
Okay.
Chiefs can't cover.
For
me, as just the moderator who doesn't really give his takes, I want to say I'm interested in watching this game because I want to see the Chiefs play 3 or 4 games against the spread before I even invest in them. But
oh, that's fair.
What do you think, though? Are you willing to invest in them now, or are you going to hang back a little bit?
Okay, so I'm looking at that 22-17 loss in the playoffs last year, but I'm also looking at a couple matchups that could be huge. So Kansas City has 3 rookie offensive linemen coming into this game. against already proven Browns defensive line. So that's going to be huge to look out for. And also, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah versus Travis Kelce. I think whenever he gets in, they're going to try to pick on him, but I think he holds his own. So I'm going to go ahead with Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt,
Browns money line,
Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham. They have three stud tight ends and one of the best defenses in the league.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Anyway, but the Chiefs might be missing the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. So that's something to keep an eye out for. But I'm just going to do it. If you can find it at +8, you put a limb on it. I'm just going to take them at +6.5.
Okay.
Definitely something to look at, though, money line.
Okay.
I think I have it at +225. But, I mean, I'm not putting my name behind any of that
nonsense.
But 6.5, if you find that 8, oh, man. I mean, I wish I was that guy.
In this exact moment at 6:36 p.m., I have the Browns at +225 on the money line. It is currently at +6.5 points. So
yeah, that's what I got.
There it is. All right, so we'll lock you in for the Browns.
I love that pick.
You said +6 or +6.5?
6.5.
6.5. I like that. Yeah, that's fair. And you know same thing as the Panthers-Jets. You know, it's almost like a revenge game.
Right.
There's a sense that, where the hell was the targeting call? That should have been a touchdown. Yeah,
Chad Henne came in.
And yeah, we don't really want to talk too much about it. But yeah, I think the Browns are going to feel an extra bit of motivation. You know, the Chiefs, I feel like they're already declared the best team in the AFC. So I don't know how hard they're going to be going in the first game of the year. The Browns are going to be going hard.
Right.
So something to keep in mind. And like I said, everyone back home, just remember that the Chiefs can't cover. Doesn't mean you take the Browns, but keep that in mind this season before you take the Chiefs on a specific spread. Next game we have the Miami Dolphins +3 points. They are heading to New England to take on the Patriots. Over under for this game is currently at 43.5 points. And I'll go ahead and give Tone's take on this one before I let you go ahead. My guy's taking Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. +3 points to start off the season.
What about at 3 right now?
It is at +3 at the moment.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I had it at 2.5. I might have to change my... Interesting. So, I think New England has the most hype around them. If you ever watch any morning sports show, mm-hmm. as far as Get Up or First
ESPN
Take...
ESPN loves them.
ESPN, yeah. They love them. Between all those free agency signings, Mac Jones, they're all over. I know I had mentioned the most exciting game of the weekend was going to be the Cardinals-Titans. This is going to be the best game of the weekend. Next time they play is going to be even better. These two are going to be fighting for that wild card spot. Miami, you know I'm super high on them if you listen to the...
So Buffalo runs the division, but these two fight for
I think Buffalo has their hands full.
Okay.
They don't have an easy schedule this year. The Jets, yeah, they play them twice, but... I don't know. This division, other than the North, this might be the toughest division in football. But I love Miami's weapons. Like I keep saying, Devontae Parker, Will Fuller, Mike Gesicki. They just got Jalen Waddle. Tua's got to prove himself. His younger brother looked good with Maryland. He got me a dub.
What was his name?
Toyola.
Oh, okay.
Not bad, right?
Last name?
Tagovailoa.
Nice.
It's like it rolls off the tongue. But I'm at 3, though. Yeah, put me down for the Fins getting 3. I don't have that written down on my notes, but we'll put that in as another luck it in.
An impromptu luck it in.
Yeah, I hate myself.
All right. So it's funny because you were talking about ESPN loves the Patriots.
I've been noticing
that myself, and they really have been. I feel like people didn't love him draft day, but I feel like people are really loving Mac Jones now.
Isn't that wild?
So he's currently +400. For rookie of the year. In your opinion, do you feel like he's best set up as far as any of the rookie quarterbacks go? Not just rookie of the year, but just in general? Or do you think there's a different first-round quarterback that'll take rookie of the year?
Oh, no. He's living luxuriously. He's got the offensive game plan. He's got the weapons. He's got the team. He's got the coach. He's got the organization. He's got everything just handed right to him. And he was the 15th pick. Which makes sense, but as far as rookie of the year, I still can't say yes because my guy Kyle Pitts, I think he's still in the best situation for himself. but he's second. He's, I mean, far ahead of the rest of the quarterbacks. I know Trevor Lawrence is starting day one, but he just, I don't hate him. I can't, with under Urban Meyer, first time head coach with a team that obviously was bad enough to have the first overall pick, they're still bad. They haven't done anything to get any better.
Right.
They don't have the line to protect them. So we kind of seen it a little bit in the preseason. He wasn't looking all that great, but we'll see. I just think Mac Jones is the best fitted quarterback behind Kellen Mond. Just saying.
DC, what do you think? Mac Jones, yay or nay? No.
Who do you? No. Quick. Who's what quarterback?
Trevor.
Which has the best chance?
Fields.
Yeah, see, that's what makes me nervous. But he's not starting yet, and he's got a tough division he's playing in.
I was on TikTok today, just scrolling, and I came across something Mac Jones related, and I thought it was super interesting. It was a former Patriots player who has a podcast, and I'm forgetting his name at the moment, so apologies, but he was talking about the reason why Cam got cut this year, and I don't know how truthful this is, but I thought it was really interesting. They were going into detail about how Mac Jones was actually helping Cam Newton learn the playbook.
I saw that.
Yikes.
Too. Isn't that wild?
I hope that's not true.
I don't know.
That's insanity if it is.
I think they put in a whole new playbook to base around Mac, because the playbook with Cam Newton, featured a lot of runs and powers.
Sure.
And so now that they had Mac Jones, I think they put a whole new playbook in.
Yeah. I guess that makes a little bit more sense, but still.
Maybe they just ran back Tom Brady's playbook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll see. I kind of how I said about the Chiefs, I want to watch a couple of Chiefs games before I invest. I'd like to see a couple of Patriots games before I dig deep, because I think they could be nice, but I also feel like they could suck. I just want to see Mac Jones. Anyways, now that that's done, our next game on the slate, we have the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is coming back for one last season. It's the last dance. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. They are at -4.5 points. They are taking on the New Orleans Saints. Over-under is 50. And before we get into this, I do want to say this is a neutral site game due to Hurricane Ida. This game is going to be played in Jacksonville. So a slight home field advantage for the Saints, maybe. I guess it's closer to New Orleans than it is Green Bay, but I don't know. I don't see a ton of fans traveling to this game. So, again, Packers are -4.5, over-under is 50, and our guy Father Tone has a second leg of his teaser on this one. I know I mentioned he has Washington football team +7 points. This is going to fulfill his second leg of his teaser, Packers +2. I really like this teaser. I think it's a safe pick. Two nice teams, and neither has to win. Just have a close game. I like it. Packers +2, Washington football team +7. What do you think?
Yeah, even without Michael Thomas, I love Marquez Callaway, Traquan Smith. They got Harris in the slot, and Adam Trautman is set to have a big year at tight end this year. Jameis does love to throw his interceptions, though, and he might be facing the best secondary in the league. Hear me out. Jair Alexander, Kevin King, they just drafted Eric Stokes from Georgia, and their safeties, Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage. With Rodgers coming back, they got Randall Cobb back in there. I do like the Packers, but I think the Saints could win this game. I'm going to pass it, and it scares me about that teaser is that the Saints end up winning by a field goal.
All right, so we'll take a pass for Nate on that specific game. Let's go to the next game. We have DC's Denver Broncos, -2.5 points. As of today, I actually saw -3 points. So watch that specific line. Vegas is seeing a lot of bets come in for Denver. So let's go Denver -3. They are heading to New York to take on the Giants. Over-under for this game, 41.5 points. Tone has a pass on this game. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, I do have a pass, but for you bettors out there, I do have some analytics for you guys to look at. So, quick one, shout out to Denver. Teddy is the 11th starter for the team since Manning.
Ouch.
So that's wild. The Broncos last year were the only teams that were underdogs in every single game.
Ouch.
Every single game they were underdogs. And as favorites since 2017, they're 6-15-2. So all those are just absolutely brutal. But hear me out. The Giants are 6-17-1 against the spread at home the last three seasons. But on the road, they're 18-6 against the spread. Isn't that wild?
Interesting.
But they are home. A lot of analytics go into it. I think I overcooked my brain, so I had to pass it. I mean, the data was just intriguing.
Okay. Yeah, after listening to you provide that information, I think a pass is the best bet
game. There's just way too much going on.
Would you say that, I mean, maybe you can think of it on top of your head, but is this the two worst quarterback situations in the NFL? Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater versus Danny Dimes, who they spent a top 10 pick on?
I'm not completely unsold on Danny Dimes.
Okay, yet. You're still a believer.
A little bit. Nothing crazy. I don't think they're the worst quarterback situation. I think the Texans aren't sitting too well with Deshaun.
They have Deshaun Watson, though.
But I can't see him putting on that uniform again.
They have Tyrod Taylor.
I know DC loves him. He's not the guy, pal.
Okay, so Kirk Cousins or Danny Dimes?
Kirk Cousins. A lot of people hate on him, but I've had the pleasure of watching him. Yeah, not his fault. I don't care what anyone says. Last year we had the worst defense in the league.
Do you like that?
Oh, of course. That's my go-to. You like that? Because just wait for him. He's beaten the Saints the last few years in the playoffs on game-winning drives. Or no, wait. You know what? That was Keenum that one year.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
What? I cried. That was the first time I cried as an adult male during a sports event.
Fair enough.
It touched me deep.
Yep.
Deep. But anyway, sorry. Not enough about me.
Yeah. So the next game, we really already covered it, but I'll just throw it out there for the listeners so you don't think we forgot it. Sunday Night Football, 8:30. We have the Chicago Bears plus 7.5 points taking on the LA Rams over under for this game, 44.5. It's actually at 46 as we speak. This was the luck it in teaser to start off the episode. Rams minus 1.5, Bucks minus 2. And it's a two-unit teaser for my guy Tone. Nate loves this pick. It's a luck it in teaser.
Yeah, so I would also, if you wanted to play, have any other action on it, I would totally lean that under. With Andy Dalton at the helm, I don't expect them to put up major points against the Rams' stiff defense. And you got Matthew Stafford, new quarterback for the Rams. I don't expect them to take too many shots downfield, so I can see this game going under as well.
All right.
Write it down. I'm this close to just putting it down. But put me as like the most heavy lean you literally can.
All right. Heavy AF.
Yeah, it's just it. But I don't want it on my record. But if it does cover, I'd be
if it hits, hurt. You want it. But if it doesn't hit, we don't want to talk about it next week.
I agree.
I like that. All right. So that wraps up Thursday night's game. That wraps up Sunday's games through the day. That wraps up Sunday night's games. And do you know what that takes us to, my brother?
I think it's the LCP P2 Electric Boogaloo.
That is exactly right, my brother. We are going to be live from Mountaineer Monday Night Football. We're going to be sitting at the sports book in our Lazy Boys watching the Baltimore Ravens versus the Las Vegas Raiders. And I couldn't be more excited. What do you think? You pretty excited about it?
I'm pumped. I know there's going to be the fans back, but yeah. A big thing to look at is what fans are going to be there? Is it going to be the Vegas fans, which doesn't seem to be very likely to me? I think it's going to be a lot of Baltimore fans from around the area.
Okay.
And they take over the stadium. So that's something to look out for. I'm excited to be watching it at the sports book.
This is going to be my first ever legal bet ever placed on sports.
That's not true. Didn't you play
football on football?
Oh yeah,
I did take a baseball bet at the sports book last time. It's gonna be my first ever legal football bet, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, because you just do it for entertainment purposes. Other than
maybe D-Say throws a bet in the sports book. We'll see.
We'll show them the ropes.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so it's the first home game with fans allowed at the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a slick stadium. I'm pumped to be sitting there with the boys. Maybe we'll do a Maybe we'll do a quick little podcast Monday before we head down to the books.
Oh, wait, on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, in the room.
Yeah, we'll throw a little something.
Just like a quick short. Maybe we talk about the game.
We'll
maybe
get the ironing board
the
out and throw it out. Yeah, maybe we'll recap Sunday's games.
Yeah, just kind of talk about what's going on. Then we got to hit the jacuzzi, my guy.
I'll throw on some player prop bets from Monday Night Football just to kind of get you and Tone's take. And
maybe, like I have in my notes, I did say I was probably going – I didn't have anything for the show.
Yep.
But stay tuned because I'm going to have a – I'm going to play a teaser in the sports book, and I will tell you guys what it is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I already know.
So we'll dive into this game deeper when you catch our Minnesota on Monday. But for now, I'm just going to give you the line and see what you think. We have the Baltimore Ravens. They are -4.5 points. They're heading to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Over-under for this game is now at 52, and before I throw it your way, I do just want to say Father Tone has this game. He's taking under 52 points.
Yeah, it was 50.5 this morning, so you can see the trend going. Yeah, with no J.K. Dobbins, I think the Ravens need to hold on to the ball for a while and just kind of eat clock. 52 is a wild number, so I have no play until Monday, so I'm going to leave you guys at that.
All right. So that's going to wrap up our NFL Week 1 picks. We have the DraftKings special coming up. But, Nate, real quick, before I jump into that, we have a question from a fan, and I want to ask this to you and get your opinion. We have Cortland Sutton versus the Giants or Marquise Callaway versus the Packers. Who would you prefer?
So I'm super high on Callaway this year. He proved himself in the preseason. But I'm going to go with Cortland Sutton just straight off the secondary he's playing. The Giants have a relatively weaker secondary. I was just preaching about the Packers secondary this year. And as far as Marquise Callaway, I think he might be in that number one slot. And when you got Jaire Alexander on you, I would keep him on my bench for sure. I have him on my team. I'm going to take him out of my flex and play a different wide receiver. So I'm going to say, you should go ahead and play Cortland Sutton.
All right. Well, shout out to our guy, Jeremy. Thanks for submitting the question. Thanks for listening. Go ahead and rock with Cortland Sutton. And give us some feedback after Cortland Sutton either kills it or does not kill it. And let us know how that fared out for you. But with that being said, let's go ahead and before we close out the episode, let's go ahead and hit our NFL DraftKings for the week.
Yeah, for sure. Let's run through them. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. You go first, and then I will provide you with Father Tone's team.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with a guy who I'm super high on. He's playing a relatively weak defense in the Atlanta Falcons. Jalen Hurts, because he's got the ability to provide the rushing points as far as rushing yards and rushing touchdowns, as well as pass the ball downfield against this weak Atlanta defense. So at 6,400, he's relatively cheaper than a lot of the quarterbacks. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts.
All right. I'm going to tail you with Father Tone. Might as well luck it in. He is also going Jalen Hurts, $6,400. And real quick, I'm not going to dive deep into mine. I'll just kind of throw it out real quick. I have a DK myself. Going Joe Burrow, $5,700. He's going to go off on his return.
Okay, yeah. Hey, comeback player of the year. Who knows?
Yep.
But, for my running back, I'm going to go with Antonio Gibson from the Washington football team against the Chargers defense. He's only $5,900, which is extremely undervalued. He had an awesome year last year, and I think he just bounces back, and they're going to need him a lot this game. They're going to try to hold on to the ball, keep Justin Herbert off the field. So Antonio Gibson is going to be a really good value guy.
Okay, so first two games of the year was a luck it in.
Right.
First two DraftKings picks of the week, let's go ahead and make it a luck it in.
Wow.
My guy Antonio is going Antonio Gibson, $5,900 for all the reasons you just mentioned. And just real quick, my running back, CMC, Christian McCaffrey, $9,500.
Yeah, hey, might as well just stick with the fantasy team, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's root for the same things. So I'm going to take a guy who is, once again, extremely undervalued because Travis Etienne is out. James Robinson is going to get the bulk of the touches this weekend, and they're going to need it because Trevor Lawrence is going to need a bailout guy a ton. I can see him getting plenty of targets, a ton of catches for this PPR DraftKings, and he might score a couple touchdowns rushing. So James Robinson at 6,400, I'm saving money for some big heavy hitters.
All right. So my guy Tone is also going for value, and you'll see why when I give you his wide receivers. Running back, he's going Damian Harris at $5,200.
Good pick.
Yeah, good pick. And for mine, give me Najee Harris, $6,300.
I love that pick. I think he goes off. So we'll go ahead with wide receivers, and I'm going to take Keenan Allen. He's 6,900 giggity against this Washington football team defense, which Justin Herbert's going to need a guy to rely on this game, and Keenan Allen is going to be exactly the one you need. So at 6,900, I can see him getting anywhere between 14 to 18 targets, which is crazy, but that's the kind of guy Keenan Allen is. So at 6,900, I'm sure his value is going to go up throughout the season.
All right. Father Tone's next pick. He really broke the bank for this specific wide receiver. You want to take a guess?
Tyreek?
Nope. Davante Adams. $8,300.
Nice.
I already mentioned this. It's the last dance. I think Adams is going to go insane this year. I think Rodgers is going to have a good year. So I like Adams at that 8,300 spot. And real quick, I went super value for my wide receivers because I spent all my money on Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, right.
First wide receiver I have. A member of my fantasy team, that's going to be a common theme from my squad, we have Corey Davis from the New York Jets,
very nice.
$4,900.
Oh, yeah, extreme value.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so my second receiver is going to be someone I'm super high on this year. I think Sam Darnold and him have a really good connection, and that's DJ Moore. He's going to be the number one guy in Carolina at 6,100. I got some really good value guys who can really go off. I might put this into a bigger lineup and get really rich and say peace out to y'all and sell you the podcast for about
$500,000. Okay.
Yeah, right?
All right. Tone's going to remain true to his current blueprint, value everywhere else and go big on wide receivers. So he has another big wide receiver. You want to take a guess on this one?
Tyreek?
No, not that quite big, but it's your boy, Justin Jefferson.
Ah, JJ.
$7,700. I like that pick. Davante Adams and Justin Jefferson for your wide receivers. You can't ever be mad about that.
Yeah.
For my wide receiver, I'm going even lower, $4,100. Michael Pittman Jr.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine who's left. You might have some sleepers for the guys. But with my third wide receiver, I'm going with a hometown guy, one of the biggest boomer bust guys in the entire league. And while he's 5,400, I'm going to take him, Odell Beckham Jr.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's 5,400. I remember back in the day he was over 9,000.
Right.
So, yeah, at this point he's got a lot to prove to fit into this offense, and I think he does exactly that. Maybe scores a couple tutties, 5 catches, 90 yards. That's all I need.
Yeah, I think he's going to be inspired this first game back. Oh, I think he's going to be hungry to get out there and make some plays. You said 5,400?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's
super
crazy.
Cheap, right?
Yeah, that's insane.
You probably could have got away with him.
Yeah, I could have, definitely. So, Tone also remains pretty faithful to his wide receivers. His number three guy, wide receiver Diontae Johnson, $6,300.
Yeah, another guy on his fantasy team.
So, he has a really star-studded receiver core, which I like. I am going to actually touch on our guy Jeremy's question. My third wide receiver, Cortland Sutton.
What was his value at?
$5,200.
Oh, nice. So he was your most expensive
wide
receiver.
He was, yeah.
He
just didn't line him up properly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm also a big Cortland Sutton guy this week. So once again, shout out to our guy Jeremy.
Yeah,
go ahead and lock that in.
Super good value. So I'm going to go ahead with my tight end. I just compared him nearly to Calvin Johnson, and he's $4,900. T.J. Hockenson, I think he goes off. He's all they have. They can't do anything else. He's going to get 10 catches at least. So at 4,900, I'm going to take Hockenson.
All right. My guy Tone went almost as cheap as you could possibly go for tight ends. Gerald Everett, $3,400. And who does Gerald Everett play for?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Nice. I like it.
Thank you.
Russell loves his tight ends, so it's a nice value pick, and it allowed him to get some nice wide receivers. So let's see what he does. For me, I went with your boy, the GOAT, Kyle Pitts.
Ah, nice pick.
$4,400.
Oh, wow, he was cheap.
Yeah, he was pretty cheap, so I had to lock that in for sure.
Good pick. So I went with the tight end on the opposing side for my flex. I went ahead and picked him quick, and I got Dallas Goedert. because I think him and Jalen Hurts, if you ever watch my or listen to my DraftKings lineups, I will always pair my quarterback with a wide receiver or tight end. And usually it's the best one who I think is going to have the best week. And I think Dallas Goedert, this is his week. He's going to go off his first week. Him and Jalen Hurts, they're going to give me double the points every time he throws a touchdown to him. So, yeah, Dallas Goedert in my flex. I love the double tight ends.
All right, Father Tone, his flex, T. Higgins. I like that. And a nice value, $4,700.
Yeah, it's a crowded wide receiver room, but...
Definitely a crowded wide receiver room, but I like it. So I've been going, value. I spent some money on Christian, and then I just went back to value. I dropped a little bit of coin from my flex.
Oh, yeah?
And I went back to our old home team.
Oh, yeah?
Nicholas Chubb.
Oh, ooh.
$7,200 to fill out my flex. I really like that flex spot.
Yeah.
I know it's the Chiefs. I know their defense is solid, but I feel like I don't want to back that the Browns are going to win this game, but I feel like Chubb's going to have a nice game.
I think, yeah, your team's definitely like boom or bust, but yeah. If it booms, you're going to definitely get some cashola.
Yeah.
But for my defense, I don't got much to say about it. They're playing Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. I don't know what he's going to be. I got Minnesota.
Mm.
I got to put my favorite team somewhere on this list.
Yeah.
And there were only 3,000, so I was able to fit the rest of the guys that I really wanted on this team. So I think they're able to get some sacks with Danielle Hunter back. Maybe a pick six would be lovely. So I'm just taking the Vikings defense.
Okay. So in my time doing fantasy, it's something I've learned from Dakota. I just rotate my defenses as far as who they're playing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think me and Tone kind of did the same exact thing here. My guy Tone took the Texans at $2,100 because they're playing the Jaguars. I took the Jaguars at $2,700 because they're playing the Texans. That's going to be stinky game.
Yeah, it won't be a fun one.
No, and I think both defenses have a potential to eat. Both defenses were very cheap, and that's going to round out our DraftKings. So
yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
and that's NFL, baby.
That's the NFL. Let's and if go. If you're listening and if you're into DraftKings and you're looking to make some money, if you want into our DraftKings for Luck Changers, shoot us an email, hit us up on social media, and our guy Nate will send out an invite. It's
always
as easy as that.
Yeah. I run one every week. So if you want it in, let me know. I can always expand the amount of people in there.
Definitely.
More people, the modo. Yeah, there it goes.
So before we close out this episode.
What did he say?
Oh, yeah, I forgot I got this one wrong probably.
What did he say?
I accidentally saw Tone's response, and I don't think that one's right. But then again, he could have Googled it, so I might ride with him.
Okay, so what did he say? Of all 32 NFL teams, who holds the longest current active opening week winning streak? And we got zero responses on Twitter. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's only week two. They'll pour in. Just gotta wait for them.
We got one text response from our guy Tone, and he answered Baltimore Ravens. And
okay.
I do want to say that is also the answer that AJ the moderator gave.
Okay, so that helps me a little bit.
But what's your...
So I'm going to go ahead and stay in the same division, mm-hmm. and I'm going to guess the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right. Well,
what was the answer?
It would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's go! I can't believe you guys had no reaction when I pointed at my guy TJ Watt on TV.
It's 6 games, correct? Yep.
Oh,
6
yeah.
games.
Okay.
They are the underdog this week, so it's very possible.
I left my phone out for the boys to see that. I wasn't going on Google doing anything fishy, but
yeah.
I think Tone would like to know that you and him were on the same wavelength.
It's the first thing I said. I said Baltimore for sure. Nope, Pittsburgh. So
I'm 1-1, you're 1-1, and Tone's 0-2.
Yeah. So
brutal.
It's DSA 1, Nate 1.
Okay.
Tone 0. I can't really keep my own score because I know it. But yeah, I did.
Right, yeah,
I am 1-1, though, for what it's worth.
Right. You're on the back burner, kind of.
Yeah.
It's there.
So again, for anyone listening, we're looking for interaction. So follow our Twitter. When you see that question drop on Wednesdays, feel free to answer us back immediately. And if you get it back to me before I finish off the recording, I'll give your answer, whether you're right or wrong, and I'll give you a shout-out. So all reactions, interactions are appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. On that note, if you don't already and you're listening this far, go ahead, check us out. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Those are all at Luck Changers Podcast. I think on Twitter we're at Luck Changers because we didn't have enough characters. But we also have an email. You can shoot us an email, shoot us a DM. That email is at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. So go ahead, check that out. We always respond. Like DC brought a question on. We brought the question on air. So go ahead, ask anything. We love to give our advice. If we're wrong, it's probably not true because we're always right. So go ahead, check us out on all our social medias. Boys, do we have anything else?
That's it for me. Shout out to our guy Tone, doing his thing on the road. Can't wait to see you Monday at Mountaineer, my brother.
Yep, it's going to be a great time. Stay tuned for the mini-sode. We're going to record it tomorrow. So, yeah, get ready. Have a great football weekend, everybody. For the Luck Changers, I am your host, Nate, moderator AJ, editor DSA, Tone out somewhere in another state. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Moderator out.
Peace. I'm out of here.